Start the re Good morning. My name is Ron Bohannon. I'll be the development hearing officer this morning. I call to order the March 13th, 2024 hearing of the DHO, and it's approximately 9:06. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We are conducting this hearing remotely so that everyone can participate safely. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this hearing. Since it is audio only, it'll be important that you give your name each time before beginning your remarks so that we have a complete record. We will be using the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. It's located in the middle of your screen and at the bottom. The chat will also let you ask a question to the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspections of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. At this time, I'd like to introduce and swear in the development facilitation team. We have Jolene Wolfley with the Planning Department, and I'll swear you all in at once. Jay Rodenbeck, Tiquan Chen, Ernest Aramijo, Jeff Palmer, Hannah Ulick, Angela Gomez, Shahab Beazar, Robert Webb, and David Gutierrez. We have two new members from planning staff, Marcela Ibarra and Jacob Boylan. If you, I don't see Wade, I don't see Whitney, we'll swear her in. If you all can raise your right hand, state your name, and do you all swear to affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
I
Yes,
do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Jacob and Marcella, would you give us a couple real quick, short introductions? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Jacob Boylan. I work with the planning department, and I have a history in landscaping, maintenance, and installation.
Great. And you work with Jay and Jolene in current planning.
Yes, sir.
Marcella, how about yourself? You're on mute.
I think your mic is not working.
Got it. Good morning. Can you hear
There
me
you
now?
go.
Yes.
Good morning. My name is Marcelo Ibarra, and I worked with the code enforcement in the past, right across the hall, for about 3 years. And I'm back here in the planning department with Julian's team and Jay. I have a certification in architectural drafting and design, and I'm here.
Well, good.
Glad to
Welcome.
be here.
Welcome. The city needs all the planning staff support that it can muster, for sure.
Thank you, sir.
Note for the applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. J. Rodenbeck routes these documents through the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all their utility signatures. The applicants will then receive an email copy of the signed document. If you are approved with conditions, you will need to complete any conditions with the appropriate DFT members and then send PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signatures. The city engineer is the final person to sign a plat. Miss Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Miss Gomez will alert us to any changes in the agenda. And right now, I understand. Agenda item number one will be deferred until March 27th, and agenda item number four will be moved following agenda item number seven. Angela, is there any other modifications to the agenda?
I have no other changes this morning.
Okay. Now that we've got the agenda set today, we'll ask any of the members of the public that would like to speak on a particular item to let us know when that agenda item is called upon. When you get to that case for public comment, if you are on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature. If you're on video, you can literally raise your hand. And if you're on audio, please press star nine, and we will recognize you. If there are any technical issues, and we have had some in the past, I will end the meeting and the DHO hearing will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number that is on the agenda published today. I'd like to read a statement about the IDO. The purpose of the development hearing officer, the DHO was created in 2022 by amendments to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements of the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual to all cases. Okay, with that, we will move to agenda item number two. That will be PR-2023-009209, aka PR-2023-009388, SD-2024-00042, preliminary final plat, Cole Watkins at Kimberly Horn and Associates, agents for ABB Installations, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of Tract A, Unit 1, Atrisco Business Park, zoned NRBP, located at 6625 Blue Water Road between Coors Boulevard and Unser Boulevard, containing approximately 39.7775 acres. If I could have the applicant please unmute, raise their hand, and let me get you sworn in for the record.
Yes, sir. Unmuted currently.
Okay, Mr. Watkins. Could you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, sir. Cole Watkins, address 6200 South Syracuse Way, Greenwood Village, Colorado, 80111.
And do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, sir.
Is there any other members of your team or the owners who are going to testify today?
I do not believe so, no, sir.
Okay. With that, if you could do a short presentation and summary of your application request.
Sure thing. So this is our first plat submittal to the DHO group. We are doing a 93,000 gross square foot expansion of an existing 90,000 gross square foot manufacturing warehouse. The improvements for the site include additional on-site parking, on-site drainage features, landscape, lighting, and wet utilities. We also have some off-site improvements per TIS review that was included from an MDOT and the city of Albuquerque that was requested. So we're adding an additional right turn lane, as you can see on the plat there. And we're adding some additional left turn striping at Coors Boulevard and Blue Water Road intersection. And also some additional queuing length at Unser Drive and Blue Water Road intersection.
Okay. Has that infrastructure list been signed and has it been guaranteed or is that in process?
It has not been guaranteed. It's still in the process of kind of going back and forth essentially, but there's not been any approval on the infrastructure list as of now.
Okay. And so you're basically just requesting a preliminary final plat application today.
Correct.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Watkins, you'd like to add?
No, sir. Nothing at this time. There may be some dialogue as we dive into some of the comments here, but nothing more I'd like to preface for the project.
Yeah, and just one word of caution. We had some changes in the agenda, and so make sure that the comments that were sent to you by staff references your project number. There was... The agenda and project numbers didn't match on some of the case numbers in my review cases. So just double check that.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to turn to the general public. If there's anybody in the general public that wishes to discuss or comment on agenda item number two, please turn on your camera, unmute, and raise your hand, and I'll get you into the record. Seeing none, we'll then go to the DFT members, and we'll start with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David at the Water Authority. Water Authority has no objection to the proposed plat.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. We'll move to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer.
Yes, thank you. Having a computer difficulties here. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. We'll turn to Parks and Recreation. Is anybody from Parks on the call? Seeing none, I'll circle back around. We'll go ahead to Hydrology. Tiquan.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer start date of January 9th, 2024. Hydrology has no option, no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. We'll move to transportation. Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. We have no objection.
Okay. We'll move to planning. Who in planning is going to handle this case?
This is Robert Webb with planning.
Mr. Webb?
Yes, see. So just wanted to confirm that all the required on-site and off-site infrastructure improvements, including the DOT requirements, were added to the infrastructure list. And then, of course, you're already aware that we will need a IIA and a recorded IIA before the final sign-off on the plat.
Yes, sir, Robert. We are working with some DRC plans as well, and okay, we will need that to be finalized and approved before we can actually record that IIA as well. So that will be a process a bit further down the line once we get through the DRC process.
Okay. And did you need to modify the infrastructure list at all, or is it pretty much set the way it is with the site plan? I wasn't sure if you needed to add anything from NMDOT or anything at all.
No, I do believe it's set for where it's at now.
Okay. Other than that, we just had some of our standard conditions that I'll put in the chat regarding project and application numbers being added to the plat before final sign-off, a DXF file approval, and the DHO approval date added to the plat as well. So I'll put those in the chat.
Great. Just wanted to let you know we had addressed those comments yesterday, and we plan on resubmitting after this meeting today.
Okay.
We got all of that information. It's the DHO approval. It's listed as a line item, but it's not filled out, obviously, since we have not gotten approval. And we will be submitting that AGIS DXF file. And we added the project and application numbers. But the rest of this seems like it's dependent on other items on approval before.
Okay. Sounds good. We did receive the other copy of the signature page as well. So we got that added to the file.
Oh, you got page two of the signature page?
Yes.
Okay. And it was much cleaner at this time?
No, I'm sorry. I misspoke. We haven't received page two as of yet. So we will need just a better copy of that. But yes, we received the signature page, including PNM signatures.
Yes, so
we
sir. Have all of that. Yeah. Okay, great.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So Mr. Webb, do they have all the utility signatures on the plat?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so all they're missing is the DFT members and Shahab?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't see any reason why I can't take action on preliminary and final since they don't have a recorded IIA, I'll make that a condition of final plat. Okay. Mr. Watkins, do you have any additional questions?
No, sir.
Mr. Hanauser, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Just want to note, Ms. Phelan is here with Parks.
Oh, good.
Back to her.
Good morning, Ms. Phelan. Would you state your name and address for the record?
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan, 1801 4th Street Northwest for Parks and Recreation.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
We're on agenda item number two. Do you have any comments?
I did not have any comments for this case. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Watkins, do you have anything else to add to this case?
Yes, sir. Robert, there was the very first comment on the planning comments. It says confirm, discuss the details of the proposed preliminary / final plat, right of way, easements, lot line adjustments. What exactly is there action items that are needed for that? More so like, are you guys looking for a letter that kind of discusses the, I guess, all that information, or what
No, sir, understand. It was just a brief description to make sure we weren't leaving anything out in the analysis that we did, and to make sure that the hearing officer had all the details as well, so that you pretty much explained exactly what was happening with the project.
Oh, okay. Okay. Fantastic.
Nothing left over there.
Okay. And there was one other one on the, I believe it's the second to last page, page three, where it was under future development guidance, and it was 5.1 dimension standards for NRBP 5/1/G exceptions and encroachments. And its plan should include measurements for setbacks, separations, height, elevations, et cetera. Is that something?
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Sure. Mr. Watkins, a lot of times what happens in staff comments is they will give you guidance for steps that follow the DHO process.
Understood.
So that what we try to do is educate the public so that in your next steps, they are informational, but you will need those for your next steps. And so they're just trying to be proactive to alert you that those items will be required after you get out of the DHO.
Understood. I appreciate the heads up and thank you for clarifying.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. With that, I am going to go ahead and approve PR-2023-009209, aka PR-2023-009388, SD-2024-00042, preliminary and final plat, that the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM. With the following conditions: that an approval of the AEGIS DXF file be provided to staff, that the applicant will provide the DHO approval date on the front page of the application, and that the project numbers and application numbers be added to the plat, and one condition that the recorded IIA be approved by city staff and recorded prior to the final signature by the city engineer. Mr. Watkins, you got any questions about the approval?
No, sir. I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank you.